Getting Fit with Gabe and Joe.
We're rocking it. It's episode 24, I believe.
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Gabe.
And I'm Joe.
And we're getting fit.
We're trying to get fit.
Yeah, Joe, it's been like, what, over a year since we started this, right?
Yeah, man.
So, I mean, we're heading into 2014, what they call the future. And
who calls it the future?
Some people call that the future.
I've heard that there's only now.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Jason's watch. Our friend has a watch that says now on it.
Yeah, it has no hands.
No hands, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of good. We haven't been able to get together for a little while.
It's true.
So let's do a little personal catch-up, and then
okay.
We'll talk about... I wanted to talk about diabetes a little bit.
Yeah.
Surfing and some other stuff. So.
Cool.
So what's been going on for you, fitness-wise?
Very little, actually.
I like it.
I mean, I got really busy with work, teaching and gigging and just living, and I've just been trying to maintain a little bit here and there, just doing some pull-ups and push-ups and walking, trying to get my 10,000 steps a day in, but not come even, I mean...
How do you count that?
I have a pedometer app. Yeah, that always runs.
Wow.
Yeah, always in the background, and usually, so yeah, this app is like if you get less than 3,000 steps a day, which is easy to do.
Yeah,
it says you're sedentary.
How does it know when you take a step?
It has, because the new iPhone 5S has this new motion, like kind of gyro and motion, has a new motion chip in it, and it uses that. If you get between 3,000 and 6,000, it says you're lightly active. If you get over 6,000, it says you're active. And the goal is to get 10,000 steps a day.
How many are you averaging?
Five. But you know, the last couple days I've gotten in the 7,000 and 8,000 region. So, yeah.
What's the name of the app for those listeners at home?
Pacer, I believe. Yeah. Pacer.
Pacer.
Yeah,
okay.
So look at today. As of today, I'm at 364 steps.
So, not quite over 5,000.
No, I get it. Well, I'm gonna go on a walk.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It might be a nice day for a hike after this.
All right.
It's sort of a foggy day out here, you guys. It's become winter in L.A.
Well, it's winter nationwide. The whole nation is in a cold grip.
I've heard it's December now. So this just in, it's winter. Joe, you're telling me it's winter out there?
Hang on, let's go to the weather map.
Oh man, we should really have callers on this.
As you can see, a cold front is coming
in. Hi guys, you guys are ridiculous. No, but it's cold here.
Yeah.
I had, Joe, thanks for asking what's new with me.
Yeah, what's new with you?
So, it was freezing in my sky cabin. I live in a weird spot. It's a cabin, it's on stilts, three of the walls are made of glass, so it's like Charlie in the glass cabin. But
yes, I remember that.
Glass elevator, right? Uh-huh. No, but it gets cold up there, and people are like, man up, dude, you're from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
But it gets really cold, and some of the cracks, they're not just not insulated.
You can feel like wind whistling through
there. Wind comes through. I mean, so it's basically like sleeping outside, elevated.
Mm-hmm.
And
heat.
So that's my point. The heat has not been working. It's been off.
Yeah.
It's been dead. So I called the landlord before Thanksgiving. I was like, Broham, send someone over. Uh-huh. I'm freezing.
Your landlord's name is Broham?
No.
Broham J. Schwartz?
Yeah. But he's in Palmdale, which is like an hour away. This guy is like a... I don't know. He's like just not present, not attentive, which I guess I shouldn't complain about. But the guy basically ignored my call. So the other night, my point is it's boosted my metabolism. I've been eating like six meals a day that have all been big.
Oh.
I mean, I woke up. So anyway, the final straw was I woke up the other night. I was under like five blankets. One of them was like an elk skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
you
crawled getting
inside a tauntaun?
Yeah, it's getting like primal. I was freezing. My fingers were blue. I was shaking.
Whoa.
And my nose was not blue. It was just cold. I could see my breath. I was wearing a ski hat. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I went into the kitchen. I cooked a steak at 3:30 in the morning. So I was like ravenously hungry. I put on some Option 3.
Uh-huh.
That's true. I put on the song Back.
All
and
right.
If you guys, where could they find that?
CD Baby and iTunes?
That's such a great album. I mean, and it's also very soothing music. Yeah. Back is a beautiful song. So I put that on, and I put on some tea, and I felt better, but then I was determined to get this furnace going, because mm-hmm. the pilot was lit. So I went in there, and I had an early man experience, which is that I, like, yeah, I was determined. I made it happen, because the pilot was lit, and basically I pushed this, like, I turned something, I connected something, and suddenly it was like, like I'd invented fire. Uh-huh. The thing came to life. It was warm. You know, I'd saved the village.
Yeah.
And I went to sleep.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so.
All right.
It's a long story, but yeah.
I'm sure our audience was riveted.
Anyway, it's better now. It's nice having heat.
Yeah.
And it's actually cozy up there.
I don't have heat in here.
I can tell.
Yeah, I just have this little radiator.
Maybe your metabolism's boosted by that.
Maybe. Maybe that's how I'm staying trim. I think it's more the paleo thing.
I also took an ice bath, you know, a couple weeks ago. I told you about that.
Yeah.
That.
How did that go?
Freezing.
Yeah.
Filled that.
Literally.
Yeah, I mean, I filled it with ice. Luckily, there was a YouTube video of some Australian dude doing the same thing. So we did it together. And so it wasn't just me alone in a room doing it.
Like,
yeah, he also did it. Yeah,
really? And he started it exactly the same time?
Well, no, he's got a video. And so, like, I timed it. He's like, I'm about to submerge myself in the ice, you know. And I got into it from this Laird Hamilton article. But so I did it, and really cold.
Yeah.
I mean.
How'd you feel afterwards?
Invigorated.
You sleep like a baby?
I slept for, like, 14 hours that night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to really help sleep.
It really does. Hmm. And also, yeah, I felt like the man.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I got out of there, and I was just like, it's like 10 cold showers.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a polar bear club chapter in L.A. There probably is.
I don't know.
Okay. what about the fitness thing? You've been exercising?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing this Fit to Surf program, and basically it's, you know, it's like, I basically do like 4 exercises when I go in, 3 sets of each, and
in
stuff
the gym,
like
you're talking
in the gym. I go in Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and so Monday and Friday has been like squat, deadlift, and pull-ups, or mm-hmm. some variation of those. Mm-hmm. You know, this thing's heavy on the core exercises, mm-hmm. which has been really nice. I definitely feel that mm-hmm. in the obliques and you know lower too, which is cool. And then Wednesdays, I've been doing more of a kind of shoulder strengthening kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still working on that, but I've found some exercises that are really good, actually from this too, which are like kind of work on your rotator cuff. Mm. So I've been doing that, and I want to get into
that looks good.
Yeah, some neck strengthening exercises, because I think my neck is like a little weak.
Huh. Wow. What's the symptom of having a weak neck?
I don't know, when I do pull-ups sometimes, you know, I mean, it could be a form thing, but also I feel like my
Are
neck...
Are you, like, pulling your neck back to get it over
yeah,
the
sometimes,
bar, maybe?
Sometimes, but also, I just think, like, you know, I've got a pencil neck.
Well, a lot of this trapezius, too. That's what causes people to look like they have a thick neck, is the trap
really?
Muscles, yeah.
I looked into, like, neck bridges, which is, like, what... Neck bridges are what, like, wrestlers do,
mm-hmm.
but, I don't know, that stuff...
Did it hurt?
I didn't do it, I just saw some martial arts guy doing it, and I was like, I don't know if I really want to do that. Mm. I don't want to hurt my neck, you know?
Yeah.
But,
well, at least you're still getting into the gym, man. I haven't been doing jack squat.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I think 3 weeks ago I set, like, a new program.
Good.
Yeah, and so
yeah,
I have 3 more weeks on it.
Today's the day I decided I'm getting back into it. It was actually right before I called you is when I decided, okay, I'm getting...
Well, I'm glad to be here for you, Joe.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Maybe we'll talk about some possible fitness programs coming up.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are thinking about getting fit in the new year.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have to...
Set the example.
Yeah, and also maybe do a whole podcast related to that in a couple weeks.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. We'll see you guys in a minute.
spiral.
We're live.
Back.
We're back with Getting Fit with Gabe and Joe, episode 24.
Yes.
And, Joe, what are we going to talk about now?
I'm talking about diabetes.
Good. What's the deal? And how can the paleo diet affect or not affect diabetes?
Well, it can actually affect it. First of all, let's answer that question right away. There was a study at UC San Francisco where they put two different populations on two different diets, one on the Mediterranean diet, one on the paleo diet. And those who ate the paleo diet saw significant drops in blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, as well as blood pressure. Those on the Mediterranean diet saw little or no improvement. The people on the paleo diet, their blood sugars got way better. They dropped by about 25 milligrams per deciliter on average.
Hmm.
So,
Have you had your triglycerides and stuff like that measured?
Long time ago. I mean, yeah, a couple years ago. But yeah, my triglycerides were lower than my HDL. So that's really good. Mm. I had really low triglycerides.
That's good.
What about you?
I did a while back, I think in April, and, you know, they were like, at Cedars-Sinai, they were like, yeah, you don't really need to have this based on your last measurements, but I did, because I wanted to kind of chart it, and it had gone up a little bit, the triglycerides, but I think that was because I was having more dairy.
Were you still below
150? I was still way below, but, you know, I'm just interested in tracking it, like Tim Ferriss style.
Yeah.
But, okay, so back to diabetes. What is diabetes exactly?
Diabetes is when your pancreas either slows down or stops creating enough insulin. So it starts with this condition called insulin resistance, where, for instance, the theory, which you're probably going to talk about with the Gary Tobbs book that I see right next to you, is that... You know, people eat so much carbohydrates, sugar, that your pancreas has to crank out insulin in order to kind of drive that. Because, you know, if sugar is in your bloodstream, it's bad. It causes causes all kinds of problems. Your blood cells stick together, et cetera. So insulin is this hormone that that pushes the sugar out of the bloodstream into cells.
Okay.
And then after a while, the receptors on your cells, they just get immune to insulin, and that's called insulin resistance. And so your body has to increase production of insulin more and more and more and more to kind of shove it into your cells. Mm-hmm. And eventually, it just becomes like a losing battle, and people have to get on insulin, you know, either insulin pumps or they have to inject themselves with insulin.
Yeah, I remember a kid when we were growing up who had diabetes. He had childhood, and he had to inject himself with insulin a couple times a day.
It's a bummer. My mom's diabetic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And she does that?
Yeah, she has a pump.
So Art Devaney, I mean, he talks about in New Evolution Diet, that's how he got into eating primally or whatever, eating just around the periphery. Yeah, his son became a diabetic when he was maybe 13, and then his wife developed it. Mm-hmm. And so he found... that basically he basically kept a log. He's like an economics guy. So he kept a log of measuring what their, I think blood sugar levels were when they'd had different foods. And pastas, it was like off the charts. Mm-hmm. And grains of any kind, it was elevated. Sodas, off the charts. So they eliminated sugar, then they eliminated basically like starches and carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. And they were left with basically...
A paleo diet.
Proteins, nuts, veggies... Some fruit, limited, you know?
Yeah. If you have the whole fruit instead of the juice, it's a lot better. Yeah.
So what else does your article say? Where is that article?
This is it's just some regular... Like, I think it's on CBS News website, they're reporting on this study. This actual doctor says that the diet... He says this is the diet that humans are more physiologically adapted to because it's a diet more similar to the one that we evolved on. So it already sounds like he's kind of... This doctor already kind of knows about it sometimes.
What's the doctor's name?
Dr. Frasetto, Frassetto.
Okay.
This one person said that before they did this, this person was on 9 different medications to control her blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, acid reflux, depression.
Wow.
She started eating like this, and now she's down to 2 drugs.
You know, it's interesting. I've heard that paleo can reduce acid reflux.
Mm? Oh, yeah.
And I know some people who have developed acid reflux recently.
Mm.
I don't know. I always thought it was related to dairy, you know?
Not necessarily, man. I mean, it could be a lot of things. I mean, acid reflux is a complicated thing. It could actually be brought on by just psychological stress, even.
Really?
But it can be brought on for... I had it for a while, and it was brought on by... it's a little bit different. Mine was brought on by kind of over-consuming Advil, because back then I was really unhealthy, and I was just kind of eating Advil like candy, and I burned a hole in my stomach with that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How many a day were you taking?
Dude, I would pop 4 at a time, you know, a few times a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that ibuprofen can do that, but I mean, I've never known anyone that did that.
Yeah, so. I did. Wow. Yeah, I'm the
Amazing.
One.
Wow.
Yeah. And I used to have, but even before that, even when I was in college, I would be, sometimes I would get acid reflux so bad, it would be so painful, and I don't get it anymore. I haven't had, since I started eating paleo, I haven't had one.
Acid reflux?
So, I mean, that's an N equals one study. That's just my story, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the idea of a diet.
Right.
So, I have in front of me this book by Gary Taubes called Why We Get Fat and What to Do About It, which is sort of the sequel to Good Calories, Bad Calories. It's a more dumbed-down version for mainstream audience.
Yeah.
His Good Calories, Bad Calories is about 600 pages, and it's very scientific.
Right.
And this one also is pretty sciencey. I mean, if you just want a simple article that summarizes it, just search for Gary Taubes, and you'll find some stuff that he's written for...
New York Times?
Yeah, New York Times. That one's actually 20 pages. That was in the Times Magazine. That's right. Called What If It's All a Big Fat Lie?
Right.
Which is a good article. I recommend that. But
that
also
actually came out before Good Calories, Bad Calories, I think.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Maybe it did. There's also a video of Taubes talking that's on our site that's from a couple months ago, I think in June, so check that out. But anyway, he writes, chapter 19, page 201, this is not a diet book because it's not a diet we're discussing. Once you accept the fact that carbohydrates, not overeating, or a sedentary life will make you fat, then the idea of, quote, going on a diet to lose weight, or what the health experts would call a, quote, dietary treatment for obesity, no longer holds any real meaning. Now the only subjects worth discussing are how best to avoid the carbohydrates responsible, the refined grains, the starches, and the sugars, and what else we might do to maximize the benefits to our health. Which is pretty interesting because a lot of people, I think they assume that I'm sort of slim because I exercise a lot.
Right.
And I think that the exercise, it's great for maintaining muscle mass and mobility.
Yeah.
But... And also,
and
if you want,
strong.
Yeah, if you want to be active,
yeah.
But I think that the key to being slim is just cutting out carbohydrates, starches, and sugars, which I don't do all the time. I mean, I have alcohol, you know.
But compared to your average person, you have iron will. Or at least that's the way they think.
My dad said that I'd make a very good Orthodox Jew.
So. Yeah. Well, I know that your brother said something too about kind of the it's kind of.
Obsessiveness?
Or an aspect of fundamentalism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he sees that in me?
Or no, just in anybody that gets really into diet.
I don't know. The proof is in the pudding, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, if you care about your health, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Take the jump. Try it for 30 days.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if it could reduce diabetes or eliminate it within 30 days.
Rob Wolf thinks so. If you do a strict
30-day paleo solution challenge.
Yeah, you measure your stuff beforehand, and you do the 30 days, and then you measure afterwards, and he guarantees you're going to see an improvement.
Yeah, and you can find out stuff about his thing, robwolf.com.
Yep.
Or we have the quick start guide on our site, so look back at something.
Maybe not necessarily his book, because I know his book, The Paleo Solution, came under a lot of criticism. I think he had to make some kind of editorial compromises, and he has backed off on a lot of the stuff that he said in his book. Then if he had to write it over again, it would be substantially changed.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what about rice?
certain types of carbohydrate sources, yeah. He kind of, I think he mentioned, there was a lot of talk in there about lean meats, and he's not so, he doesn't care about that anymore, especially if you're, you know, if you're eating grass-fed meat, then that fat is good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So, well, I'll post that article, the one that you were reading from.
Yeah. All right, I'll forward it to you.
And yeah, I mean, so what advice would you have for someone who's just developed diabetes?
I'd say give it a try, man. You know, just,
what if they're vegetarian or vegan?
Well, you know, I think it's possible to be vegan and be healthy. Now, that having said that, it's not optimal. You know, if you really want to optimize things, then vegan is not the way to go. But I think if you're really careful, if you're a careful vegan, it's possible to be healthy. You just got to do some supplementary protein, you know. You got to supplement with, you know.
Personally, if it was me and I was a vegan and I developed diabetes, I would drop in eggs and fish into my diet stat. You know, I'd just be like, they're in.
Yeah. And use that to displace some of the carbohydrate sources. You know, definitely eliminating grains, man. That's going to be a big one.
And sugar, though. A lot of these people, you know, they're eating 5 apples a day. Or they're just eating fruit because they think, you know, and some of that's because of the, you know, the health authorities in this country. You know, you see these things, eat more fruit and veggies.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. You know,
it should be eat more veggies and a little fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that Marxist pyramid is a good one.
Yeah, you know? It's a good one. Guys, check that out, marksdailyapple.com.
All right, well, let's go to break. We'll come back with a segment about what we're going to do. Coming up.
All right.
We are back.
Getting fit with Gabe and Joe.com.
So Joe, yeah, so what's coming up for you in the next few weeks before the new year? It's what, December 6th, so you have 3 weeks to make it happen. What's going to happen?
Three and a half. Yeah. I am back on the horse officially as of today. And I am going to do the Alan Cosgrove, Lou Schuler and Alan Cosgrove, New Rules of Lifting, the break-in program. They have a
two different workouts. So you're going to learn how to break dance.
Yep, exactly. You do the windmill and the robot. Little pop and locking.
Okay, so what's it consist of?
Well, okay, so it's two different workouts, and it's just two sets per exercise. Squat. Okay, here's break-in workout A. Two sets of 15 squat, and then a superset of static lunge, where it's, you know, you're not stepping forward for the lunge. Your feet are already in place, and you're just lunging.
Mm.
And dumbbell rows with elbows out, push-ups, Swiss ball crunch. That's it. Two sets of everything. And next workout is deadlift, step up, you know, stepping up onto a, a platform. Dumbbell one-arm shoulder press. Close grip lat pull down. I could probably substitute pull ups for that if I need to, and reverse crunch, and that's it. Alternating those workouts every other day. I'll probably do that for maybe until the beginning of the year, and then jump into another program just to kind of get myself train my neurology back into kind of lifting heavy weights again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. I'll do that with you.
Sweet.
I'll do that for the next three something weeks before. I go to Hawaii in January.
Oh, new segment here. Yeah. All right. What's going on with that, dude?
So I just kind of, I sublet my apartment for January, and I don't have all the details worked out, but I'm booked a ticket to Oahu, and it's like, basically it's the big winter season. And about a month ago, I saw this guy, Sean Thompson, speak, who's a South African surfer guy. He lives in Santa Barbara. He's like in his 50s, and he was, I think he basically was partially responsible for starting pro surfing. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, for him, the winter season in, I think, 1974 in Oahu, the North Shore, was like, it was basically like a pivotal time for him. Mm-hmm. And also for surfing. And so I was inspired reading his book and then talking with him. I met him. And I think at that point, I knew that I wanted to go. And so this opportunity came up to sublet my apartment, And, you know, nothing's really holding me back. And also, our friend Jason gave me this awesome board that says Hawaii on it. 6'0".
So it's like, well, so, you took that as a sign?
It's just like the stars aligned, you know? Okay. And I was just like, man, I got to do this. Uh-huh. So I'm doing it. And I think I'm going to make a documentary when I'm out there. That's either about North Shore surfing, or I have some connections with Israeli surfers out there. Mm-hmm. And I thought that could be an interesting documentary that would actually stand a chance of getting some funding and having a, like, it has a niche, you know, could go into a Jewish film festival or something.
Cool.
Though I've never been to Hawaii. I'm pretty excited.
Me neither.
Yeah. Still time to book a flight.
I can't.
Special beach podcast.
Uh-huh.
That'd be awesome. But,
okay.
So I'm looking forward to it, and I'll keep you guys posted.
Good luck, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds exciting. It sounds scary.
Should be fine. Yeah. I'll be back.
Okay.
Be more tan.
Uh-huh. Be in shape, too, man.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
So
surfing is a total body exercise, that's for sure.
It's been good for me. I've really enjoyed surfing as like a kind of way to utilize the stuff that we've been doing in the gym.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I mean, I've thought about getting into basketball, you know, also, but
it's a little rough on the ankles and knees.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can take an elbow to the eye socket or something, too.
Doesn't Mark play basketball regularly?
Yeah, he gets injured sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's a good tall guy sport, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It sucks to have your fingers jammed.
Yeah.
But anything else you want to discuss? Or?
No, man. I'm anxious to get some kind of physical activity happening right now. You mentioned a hike, maybe.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
If you want to.
Hey, everybody. We're going on a hike. Come join us.
We'll see you in the mountains of Glendale. Yeah. All right. Well, this was a good one, Joe.
Yeah.
And I'm psyched for our break-in program. We're going to... Yep. But let's make this pact. Not only do we... you know, break this in the next few weeks, we also learn one breakdance move.
Okay. Per workout?
No, just in the next 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I know none, so...
All right,
you heard it here. We're going to learn to breakdance while we break in.
And how about this? At the end, we take a video, put it on our website.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we break into someone's car. Okay. That would be... Yeah, let's do that. Let's hold a video. All right, we'll...
hilarious.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm good.
All right, man. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.